Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Republican Party in Texas is running three different Tea Party members against Congressman Ron Paul. Of course, Congressman Paul has above a 70% approval rating in Texas with Republicans and Democrats, and he won his last election, what was it, by 69 percentage points. But it doesn't matter. The Republican Party is going against Congressman Ron Paul. And we have Sarah Palin, of course, endorsing Rick Perry above Deborah Medina. You couldn't get a better gubernatorial candidate. And if she gets elected, and it looks like she could, she's getting about 5 percentage points a week. By the weekend, statistically, she should have closed in and be above Kay Bailey Hutchinson. She already is in some polls. That's being reported by Politico. And then early voting starts at the end of next week. And then the election's early next month. So this is a very, very interesting what's happening. And it's really an important election, more important than Brown in Massachusetts, for the message it sends across the country. Because this isn't a Republican taking a seat from a Democrat. This is true conservatives taking over the Republican Party. A battle for the heart and soul. But Paul Watson has a key article here, and Rachel Maddow covered it last night on MSNBC. Ron Paul warns of neocon takeover of Tea Party movement. Grassroots founded by congressmen supporters have been infiltrated by Republican Party operatives, and that is on record. The Republican Party is now running Tea Party Nation, and they're going up against Congressman Ron Paul. We're going to be playing several of those clips coming up today. We're getting Rand Paul on next week. Correct, guys? That's pretty much set for next week. Good. Getting Rand Paul on, Ron Paul, Deborah Medina, everybody to talk about this. The good news is the neocons are starting to lose control. They tried to sweep in and take over. People kind of were stunned by it. Their heads were spinning for a few months. But now people are really going, wait a minute. You're hailing George W. Bush to triple the size of government, wouldn't secure our borders? And you're seeing more wars as conservatives? Remember last year at CPAC, the big Republican meeting they have every year with over 5,000 attendees, Limbaugh spoke and others. Ron Paul got a standing ovation and got repeated standing ovations and strong applause when he said conservatives aren't for war. So, see, that shatters the illusion that even the majority or even a large minority of Republicans are a bunch of warmongers. So this is exciting. And, of course, we know the Democrat base isn't for war, but their leadership is bought and paid for by the same foreign interests, so they continue to expand the wars. So that is coming up today, Paul Watson's key article at prisonplanet.com that needs to be gotten out to everybody on all the Tea Party blogs, websites, on all the Ron Paul forums. Ron Paul warns of neocon takeover of the Tea Party movement. And it's got all the videos of himself and others talking about this and the key video that I put together yesterday with Aaron Dykes that breaks down the danger of Sarah Palin, that if she is the Republican Party nominee, Barack Obama will be reelected. Now, I've been saying that for the last few months. Michael Savage has come out strong against Sarah Palin, which will be a serious blow to her. Close to 400 radio stations, one of the biggest shows in the country. He has come out against her, saying she's a dingbat airhead and very, very dangerous. So that's some good news on that front. But first off, Scannergate, facts contradict Heathrow claim that naked images can't be printed. Remember the big TV movie star who said they printed off images of his naked body and had him sign them? Well, Heathrow's saying, we're not even going to investigate. That's impossible. Well, turns out they're lying. So we'll be breaking this down as well. And open phones today. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You don't need Alex Jones to tell you there's a battle for the heart and soul of the Tea Party going on right now. And those of us that are true constitutionalists, true libertarians, true patriots, are beginning to gain ground. Sure, smooth-talking, high-powered Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin and Dick Armey swooped in and started taking it over about 8 months ago, but there's now a giant backlash to that. I remember a year ago, every time Rick Perry or Cornyn, the senator here in Texas, gave a speech at a Tea Party, they booed him off the stage. So they started having their own meetings and calling it Tea Parties and sending out letters to all the neocon supporters. And that's fine. If they want to have their own big government, pro-war, North American Union, open borders party, they can have it. But they don't need to call it the Tea Party. But I like the listener's idea from yesterday. We need to found the Coffee Party to take the Tea Parties back. Wake up the Tea Party people that are still asleep with a big, hot container of boiling black coffee. A big old pitcher of black boiling coffee to wake their hind ends up immediately. So we're going to be discussing that coming up in the next hour in detail. I'm going to play several video/audio clips with Ron Paul breaking this down and others. You got to love it. The father of the Tea Party movement, Ron Paul, there's no doubt about that, from 2007. And there's no doubt that Maddow and MSNBC are trying to drive a wedge here. Instead, we need to point out that it's the Republicans that have engaged in the takeover, but they didn't go back and play the videos of 2007 with Tea Party marches for Ron Paul, organized by this radio show and many others. And so this is exciting what is happening. We'll open the phones up throughout this hour on that subject and a host of other news items. We also have the war card with Iran being played. They're suggesting Obama play it, and he is playing it, with all these new sanctions and moving troops and missile cruisers into the area, openly saying they may strike Iran, telling China they better get on board with it or the U.S. will put sanctions on them. China threatening to dump U.S. bonds and drive our economy deeper into depression. I mean, things are heating up globally and in every geopolitical sector. Also, I have other incredible stories like this one here out of the U.K. Daily Mail. Tony Blair attacks Iraq inquiry as part of Britain's obsession with conspiracy theories. Well, they have the White House memo. They have the Downing Street memo in meetings in England at 10 Downing Street and in the White House with Bush and Blair saying we know he doesn't have WMDs in 2002, 2003. One meeting was in 2002, one in 2003, one of them 3 weeks before the attack in March, but March 15th, the Ides of March, where they said we could fly a plane low and try to get it shot down, painted up as the UN. We could stage other events. We've got to put out fake intelligence. We're going to war regardless. That's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory that the court is finding that it was all based on a fraud and a lie. But that's what Al Gore does. Al Gore gets up before the Congress and says it's a conspiracy theory that any scientists disagree that man is causing global warming or that we're even having global warming. He says the science is settled. All scientists agree. No one disagrees. The last time he testified, a week before, had been all over the news that 31,000-plus signatures, it's now over 40,000, had been sent by top scientists in the U.S. alone, climatologists, hydrologists, meteorologists, to the Congress and to Gore, and they weren't allowed to testify. And he gets up there and says, well, that's a conspiracy theory that anybody disagrees. You know, there's people who believe we didn't land on the moon. We cover all that in Fall of the Republic. Tony Blair attacks Iraq inquiry as part of Britain's obsession with conspiracy theories. Tony Blair yesterday launched an extraordinary attack on the Iraq inquiry as the chairman warned that he and others could be recalled over gaps in the evidence, recalled to testify for lies. In an outspoken interview in the U.S., the former prime minister dismissed the inquiry as part of a continual desire to sort of uncover some great conspiracy. That's a quote. Speaking on Fox News, he said, critics of the war were obsessed with conspiracy theories. Oh, so it's a conspiracy theory that you lied about WMDs premeditatedly? That's admitted, sir. Speaking on Fox News, he said, critics of the war were obsessed with conspiracy theories and asked to accept that his motives were genuine. Asked why the inquiry was being held, he said, there's always got to be a scandal as to why you hold your view. There's got to be some conspiracy behind it, quote, some great, you know, deceit that's going on, and people just find it hard to understand that it's impossible to people to have different points of view and hold them reasonably for general reasons. It's not a point of view, Blair. The Nigerian yellow cake uranium, or Niger uranium, the aluminum tubes, the nuclear weapons plants, all of it made up, the magnetic pulse weapons made up, the rail guns made up, the attacks on England coming in 45 minutes made up. Everyone knows the WMD story was made up. Everyone knows that. It's admitted. The White House has admitted it. But Tony Blair just says it is a conspiracy theory. And that's what the term conspiracy theory now means. You know, the media for a long time tried to mix in UFOs and abominable snowmen and Bigfoot in with the Federal Reserve being private and the murder of JFK by the CIA. They would try to mix in things that couldn't be proven or were fanciful or fiction or ridiculous or absurdist in with real documented events. But that hasn't worked for them. So then they just denied that there was any government corruption, and they denied that there was a Council on Foreign Relations or a Bilderberg group. The Rothschilds didn't even exist. There was no call for world government. It didn't matter if you could have hundreds of books written by world leaders calling for world government. Didn't matter how many UN documents you had. Didn't matter how many Council on Foreign Relations publications said it. It didn't exist. You were crazy. And you see Cass Sunstein at the White House boiling it down. He said, if you say man-made global warming isn't real, we will arrest you. We will make it illegal. If you think sunlight's good for you, it's illegal. He picked some of the most broad things that the majority, now over 70% in major polls, believe man-made global warming's a fraud. The science shows it. 70% of you, you're crazy, need to be arrested. Oh, you think a little bit of sunlight's good for you, as literally thousands of studies show that you have to have it to produce vitamin A in your body. He doesn't care. He picks things that are so wide and so mainstream. It's like saying, if I say the sun doesn't come up in the morning, and I'm the government spokesman, and you say the sun does come up in the morning, I don't care if a big yellow ball comes up in the morning. It is a conspiracy theory. We control reality. We tell you what you can and cannot believe. You have no free speech. Shut up. We didn't lie about WMDs. We didn't try to stage events. We didn't do anything wrong. It's just our point of view, and you're arguing with our point of view. No, it wasn't a point of view. So they're getting more and more desperate. And so later we'll play the clip of Mr. Blair on Fox News yesterday saying it's a conspiracy theory. And then they think you're so weak-minded that if the media and the former prime minister say it's a conspiracy theory that they ever lied about WMDs, that you're just going to say, yes, sir, I better do what's societally acceptable and politically correct, and I'm going to do what you say. And I'm going to be a politically correct Republican, or I'm going to be a politically correct Democrat, and I'm going to repeat whatever the received knowledge from on the mountaintop down to us, these lesser mortals, and we're just going to buy whatever you say, and you control reality. And if you say the ocean's red, and we think it's blue, well, we'll just agree with you and say it's red. And if you say 2 plus 2 equals 500, we'll say, yes, sir, boss, it must equal 500. Now, it looks like it equals 4, but you say so, Cass Sunstein. You say so, Tony Blair. You say so, Barack Obama. You say so, Al Gore. You say so, Angela Merkel. You say so, Nicolas Sarkozy. You say so, and what you say goes, yes, sir. If you tell us to go jump off a cliff and then it's going to feel good at the bottom, yes, sir. If you tell us it isn't a cliff, but it looks like a cliff, and you tell us to go jump off the edge of it and we're going to walk on air, yes, sir, we're not going to be conspiracy theorists. We're going to do what you say, because anybody that questions anything you do is a conspiracy theorist. I mean, it is the height of arrogance that they do this. I've been before city councils in different parts of the country in Austin. I brought up subsections of the Patriot Act, and I've had a city council person laugh and say, that's your conspiracy theory, as I'm reading the legislation. But you know what? I think it's good that you guys just continue to act like you're God and we're a bunch of idiots, because everybody is starting to see through your facade in a big way. So that's some of what we'll be talking about today as well. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We do have a guest coming up in the third hour, Dr. Bruce E. Levine. You don't want to miss that. I'll tell you more about it later. But when we come back, you saw the Drudge Report and hundreds of other magazines and newspapers yesterday linking to Paul Watson's report about the naked body scanners. Well, we're going to be breaking that down, because now Heathrow has been caught in what I would call clear deception, claiming we can't record your bodies We didn't record anybody's bodies, but we're not going to investigate because it's so absurd. Kind of like a 2 weeks into Climategate, they were saying, we're not going to report on it at AP or BBC because it's absurd. Of course, it turned out it was all true. We'll be right back.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Don't call my name out about your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. that old.
Okay, there's multiple stories within the main story of the naked body scanner news that broke yesterday. Paul Watson wrote his article after seeing it on BBC television and finding a Yahoo News article. There was also an article in one of the New York papers. We have those all posted up on prisonplanet.com. And so we wrote an article about the claims of this TV movie star who said he went through and then they naked body scanned him. And then he thought they had documents for him to sign. And they came over and it was printouts of his naked body. And we reported on that. And he has been unavailable for comment since then. There's a London Telegraph article today with Heathrow saying it isn't true, but we've written a big article breaking down the fact that we know they're lying because we have the internal documents from the machine companies that it does save your images. I mean, obviously, how do you think they show images on the news of people's scanned naked bodies? And we found other articles where congressmen have gone to the airports and had them print off the images for them. And now they admit, okay, you can. So we know Heathrow is lying about that, where this reportedly happened. But the other separate issue is the haters and the COINTELPRO in all these articles are claiming we made this up, that he didn't even say this on TV, that this wasn't even in the news. We reported this from BBC and from Yahoo and from a New York publication. It just so happened Drudge linked to our article because it was the best and broke down all the different angles. All these alternative sites are so jealous. What are you jealous for? I wake up most of the people for you to then go visit your sites. What's the problem? You use most of our stories to drive traffic to your sites. We're all supposedly on the same team. I know you're pulling your hair out with complete jealousy that Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com continue to surge. But look, I'm walking point for you. You should be happy. I'm here taking all the heat for you. But again, you're discredited with your disinformation. We simply took the BBC report and the Indian News report and the Yahoo News report and broke it down for people. Now, will they pressure this actor who has to fly in and out of England, lives in London, to retract a story? I don't know, but watching the video of what he had to say, and we'll play it later, and going over the transcript of what he has to say that we have printed in the original article and a link to the video, you got to love people criticizing us saying we made this up when all we did was link to the BBC. It's amazing. Exposed naked body scanner images of film star printed, circulated by airport staff, PrisonPlanet.com. And this story was number 9 in total internet searches, according to Google and Alexa. Number 9 yesterday. And it's certainly exposing the fact that they do record the image. They can print them out. They do. Regardless of whether this big TV movie star is lying. And listening to the audio, watching the video, it doesn't sound like it. I mean, he's telling the whole story of how he got into the scanner. Then they came over to him with documents, told him to wait, thought he was going to have to sign documents, and it was images of his body, and so he just laughed and signed it, autographed it. I mean, how many news videos and photos have you seen of smiling men while some hot blonde stands in the scanner staring at their naked body? The media lies and tries to say you can't see people's breasts or genitals. I was on TSA's own website today at Homeland Security. I sent this to Watson. In his own article, he links to it. We're working on the story together at 6 a.m. this morning. The TSA's own scans show the man's genitals and show a woman's genitals and breast clearly. So Heathrow and the British government are lying and saying, we can't record this. They're guaranteed caught in a lie. And saying you can't see genitals. Lying, lying, lying. We have them lying. And now we have Paul Watson's new article, Scannergate, Facts Contradict Heathrow Claim That Naked Images Can't Be Printed. The government lies as a matter of course. It's rare when they're not lying. You understand how corrupt the world's governments are. We have to stop accepting all of their deception. We'll break it down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Your calls are coming up, but first I want to finish up with our top story, the naked body scanners. I've got a stack of news from today, all over mainstream newspapers in England, Europe, and the U.S. and Canada, where more TSA people are going crazy saying they're God, telling 14-year-old girls they've got to be their sex slave, threatening to plant cocaine on them if they don't give them their phone number, groping women's breasts, beating people up, strangling people, arresting people for arguing with them, charging people with false crimes and erasing video camera tapes. This is just a bunch of lunatic thugs. Now, I feel kind of bad saying that, but the people that are getting in trouble are lunatic thugs, and they are being protected by the system, and that's why these guys are getting away with it and getting crazier and crazier and crazier over and over again. It is true that when I fly out of Austin or Los Angeles or other airports, the majority of the time, TSA, before I've even shown them my driver's license, wave me over and say, I'm a fan of the show. We don't like what's going on. We're going to get a union in here. We know it's stupid. I liked your last film. Then I walk through the L.A. airport, and there's a Mexican food restaurant, and I cops walk out of it who are standing there about to get a table and say, hey, we like your show, Alex. So I don't want to turn off a bunch of people who aren't bad. I mean, obviously, if I've got LAPD coming over, I'm almost swatting TSA off of me, signing autographs when my bags go through and I'm repacking them because you got to take the camera or laptop out over and over again. Most of the time I fly, they then ask for autographs. So I understand that the most of them are not lunatics, but you need to get the lunatics out of there. But I want to be clear about that. I have only had TSA treat me badly twice. Once in Billings, Montana, and it was bad, real bad, being shouted at, screamed at for no reason. I mean, I'm not usually a pack rat, but there was a free lotion and a free shampoo in my hotel room. We'd stayed in Hardin, but that last night we stayed in Billings so we could catch our 8 a.m. flight. And I was in the bathroom, and I just took the shampoo and put it in my bag, and the lady screaming at me, and I said, lady, your own sign right here says however many ounces. I said, read the back. This isn't even anywhere near that amount. And she said, okay, fine, go through, but you better watch it. And they were yelling at other people and acting all crazy and had some woman begging to them for eye mascara that was completely within their regulations. They're nuts. And at L.A. in 2006, I was flying back from seeing Charlie Sheen and working on some film projects with him. And they made me take my took my shoes off, and then they took me over to wand me, even though the metal detector hadn't gone off. And these two TSA guys, they were black guys, maybe they were racist, maybe white guys do that to black guys, I don't know. And they said, oh, Mr. Stinky Feet, Mr. Stinky Feet. Now, I just taken a shower like an hour and a half before at the hotel. If I do one thing, I have a lot of pairs of shoes. I rotate them. My shoes do not smell. Okay, I have a high level of hygiene. I had fresh socks on. My feet didn't smell. And then they said, oh, you don't like him, Mr. Stinky Feet. Started laughing at me and bulging their eyes out at me. And I thought that was insulting and dehumanizing. I know you're bored, but I'm not here to be humiliated by you. I'm not in San Quentin. You're not my jail guard. I have seen TSA and the private security they had in the first few years after 9/11. They had this weirdo group called Wolverine Security in San Francisco when I was flying out, and I was watching a group of World War II vets because they were wearing their caps, survivors of the Arizona. One of them had an oxygen tank, looked like he was about to die on the spot. I mean, literally, this guy could barely walk. And they were gibbering and jabbering at him in foreign languages. And I was reading over the news in case after case of people being harassed by the TSA. In almost every case, they've got a Arabic last name. And I'm not here bashing Arabs. Everybody knows that. I don't have some thing for hating brown people or people from the Middle East. In fact, I try to stop all these wars against them. But it seems like it's almost always somebody named Muhammad or something. And then they'll also have an Islamic last name who is harassing some 45-year-old English teacher. So, I mean, the joke is, over and over again, I see foreigners, people who can barely speak English, are the ones having their way with the American people. But that's what Homeland Security's for, is to train you how to be a good little slave. But I'm already digressing. Exposed, naked body scammer. Keep having that Freudian slip because it's a scam. This is the first big article yesterday. I want to recap this first and get into the big new developments. Exposed naked body scanner images of film star printed and circulated by airport staff. Authorities claim that virtual strip search pictures immediately destroyed, proven fraudulent use of devices, need to be halted now. We got emails from Heathrow Media Office this morning, by the way. And we're busy trying to get back in touch with them and get them on. They're saying there's no way to record this. There's no way to save it. There's no way this is true. Really? Really? Just like there was no way a smart-dressed man without a passport got the underwear bomber on the plane in Amsterdam. Now it's admitted. Just like there was no way somebody else got pulled off the plane in Detroit reportedly with a bomb. Then they lied about it and later admitted it. Like that? I mean, there's no way that was a lie. We know you're lying. We know we have the specs of the two different machines that are sold. There's only two different ones, two different types of scanners. You can go to the TSA website and read it. You can go to the British website and read it. It's only two companies. We know you can record. So the fact that you do record and do save it, and that you're saying you can't and it's impossible, you're caught lying right there. Claims on behalf of authorities that naked body scanner images are immediately destroyed after passengers pass through new X-ray backscatter devices have been proven fraudulent. It was revealed that naked images of Indian film star Khan, how do you pronounce his first name? Shah Rukh Khan? Guys, how do you pronounce that? Shah Rukh Khan. Indian film star Shah Rukh Khan were printed out and circulated by airport staff at Heathrow in London. UK Transport Secretary Lord Adonis said this week that the images produced by the scanners were deleted immediately. Oh, so now they're admitting they at least have images. And airport staff carried out the procedure are fully trained and supervised. It is very important to stress that the images which are captured by body scanners are immediately deleted after the passenger has gone through the body scanner, unless they want to keep them, he told the London Evening Standard. He was forced to address privacy concerns following reports that the images produced by the scanners broke child pornography laws in the UK. When the scanners were first introduced, it was also speculated the images of famous people would be ripe for abuse as the pictures produced by the devices make genitals eerily visible, according to journalists who have investigated trials of the technology. However, the transport secretary's assurances were demolished after it was revealed on the BBC's. See, our article had all these sources and links. Jonathan Ross show Friday that Indian actor Khan had passed through a body scan and later had the image of his naked body printed out and circulated by Heathrow security staff. Here's a quote. I was in London recently going through the airport, and these new machines have come up with the body scans. You've got to see them. It makes you embarrassed if you're not well endowed, said Khan, referring to how the scans produce clear images of a person's genitals. You walk into the machine, quote, you walk into the machine and everything, the whole outline of your body comes out. He said, quote, I was a little scared. Something happens inside the scans, and I came out. Then I saw these girls. They had these printouts. I looked at them. I thought they were some forms you had to fill. I said, give them to me, and you could see everything inside. So I autographed them for them, said Khan. The story was carried by Yahoo News under the headline, Sean Ruka signs off sexy body scan printouts at Heathrow. I guess that's one of his stage names. Khan's reference to girls with printouts of his naked body scan can only refer to female airport security staff responsible for processing the images produced by the scanners. And again, the New York News is calling Heathrow liars today about this, saying they're lying like we are. Professionals who are supposed to instantly delete the images, according to the head of transportation. The revelations that airport security staff are completely abusing any notion of the professionalism promised by authorities by printing out and circulating images of naked body scans should set alarm bells ringing, especially in light of the fact that such images of minors breaks child pornography laws. And that's why in Denver at the courthouse, they've quit scanning people under 18. British authorities, not servants, they're authorities, have made it mandatory for travelers to submit to the naked body scanners when asked and have overturned previous rules that prevented under 18s from passing through the devices. Within days of the devices being introduced at Heathrow, staff have abused their professionalism and printed out naked scans of a famous actor for their own titillation. And then the article goes on. It's a lengthy story. It's got all the links to it. Now, this morning, you're talking like 12 hours ago, England time, they hit the ground running saying this is impossible, but they're not going to investigate because there's no way this could have happened. Scannergate. Facts contradict Heathrow claim that naked images can't be printed. The latest development at PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Heathrow's airport denial that Indian film star Khan's naked body scanner images were printed and circulated by airport staff because the devices have no capability to print or distribute images contradicts leaked documents, government documents that prove the X-ray backscatter machines do have the option to store and send messages as well as actual images of the printouts. They are freely available on the Internet. Well, of course, they're looking for supposed weapons. That's their excuse for this act of total domination. How do you think they give images of it to the media? And we have links to the government's own documents. Heathrow today denied the naked body scanner images of Khan were printed and circulated by airport security staff, telling the London Telegraph the claims were completely factually incorrect because the body scanning equipment had no capability to print images. They don't ask, did they take photos with their phones or download it and print it? The BAA spokesman stressed that images captured by the equipment could not be stored or distributed in any form. But we have links to the company's own documents. Of course it does. Heathrow are trying to avoid any investigation into the incident by claiming, quote, they're not going to investigate because, quote, it simply could not be true. She says there will be no investigations because this is impossible. It simply could not be true. The machines cannot do this. However, leaked government documents obtained by the Electronic Privacy Information Center and confirmed as authentic by CNN, we have a link to that, show that the devices must have the ability to store and send images when in the test mode. That requirement leaves open the possibility that machines, which can be beneath people's clothing, can see beneath the clothing, can be abused by TSA insiders and hacked by outsiders, said Epic Executive Director Mark Rottenberg, according to the report. I want to get him on, by the way, the director of Epic. And here's the other issue. You know most of the fraud in credit cards come from insiders at banks and governments selling credit card numbers. You know most Social Security fraud, passport fraud, driver's license fraud. There's people inside the system. I mean, every week or two I hear about somebody in Texas or Tennessee or New York or Florida or California. It just gets constant. You know, DMV worker sold more than 3,000. I mean, sold more than 200. It's all the different numbers that we've seen. You can look them up for yourselves. In fact, Google for me, guys. I want to actually pull one up so they're going from memory. DMV worker caught selling licenses. I mean, it's literally every week I see it without looking. We know what's going on because the government wants to cover up. It's doing all this so it protects these people. If you look at the actual technical specifications and you read the vendor contracts, you come to understand that these machines are capable of doing far more than TSA has let on, said Rottenberg. Indeed, if there is no capability for the devices to save, distribute, and print images, then how on earth have news organizations obtained printouts of such images like the one below? This picture is a printout of a naked body scanner image taken at an airport. At the airport. It's at the airport and they got a printout. How can Heathrow deny this? Clearly, the image processed and produced by the scanners can be saved, distributed, and printed. The public has been completely misled about the fact that this represents a total violation of privacy and a system open to frightening levels of abuse, especially considering the fact that children are being forced to pass through the scanners. Just like the government claimed the scanner images did not show details of genitalia, they have been caught again and again in another example of deception. That's another lie they told. Journalists who researched trials of the technology reported the images made genitals eerily visible. German security advisor Hans Detlef Da, a representative of the company that sells the scanners, admits that the machines, quote, show intimate piercings, catheters, and the form of breast and penises. Images of the TSA's own website produced by backscatter devices also show the genitals are visible, including every detail of the genitals. Go look for yourself. This is on the TSA's website. Indeed, when they were first being installed, Australian authorities admitted, link to that, that the machines don't work properly if sensitive areas of the body were blurred out. They look at the genitals to make sure it's focused. Just like if you're a video person, you're interviewing somebody, you zoom in on their eye first, or the cracks, their crow's feet on the edge of their eye, to make sure you're focused. Well, on this, they're in the training manuals are told to look at the vagina or look at the penis. Think about this. Indeed, when they were first being installed, Australian authorities admitted that the machines don't work properly if sensitive areas of the body are blurred out. And yet the British government still denies that the scatter pictures show details of genitalia, an obvious attempt to skirt child pornography laws, which have been violated with the introduction of the scanners. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that they're also in the news today in the same London Telegraph article and others saying, don't worry, we have an algorithm that blurs you out.
Another complete lie.
With plans being ready by the Home Office in UK as well as authorities in Europe to introduce mobile naked scanners as well as street scanners attached to lampposts. Oh, that's right. It won't be long before we are naked body scanning into public buildings, shopping malls, sporting events, and even minding our own business walking down the street. Naked body scanners are already being used in courthouses across America. It seems the only way to make the scandal go away will be for the authorities to convince Mr. Khan to retract his story or to say it was all a joke, warning him he might end up on a no-fly list could achieve this objective. However, unless we vehemently debunk the details of emphasizing that the scanners do show details of genital and such images can be saved, distributed, and printed, our daily lives will soon become to resemble a nightmare that far outstrips anything George Orwell could have predicted. Good job, Watson, on that article. Oh, and there's another article. Two Florida men plead guilty for their part in a CDL fraud scheme involving Florida DMV clerk. Oh, masses of fake IDs being sold. Office of the Inspector General. Again, you better believe they're going to record Angelina Jolie.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end
of your elaborate New World Order plans.
the end
of everything that stands the end. No safety knows the price, the end.
I'll never
look into your eyes.
Coming up, Ron Paul warns of neocon takeover of Tea Party movement. As the neocons finance three so-called Tea Party people to run against him. The only good thing I can say about Palin is she endorsed Rand Paul. She's endorsed Rick Perry against Debra Medina in Texas. All right, I'm going to go to your calls for the next three or four segments. Then I'm going to go through huge news blitzes that are coming up, and then we have a guest joining us. I also want to play Tony Blair saying it's a conspiracy theory that they lied about WMDs. Trying to rewrite history. But right now, let's go. Well, let me plug this first. There is a free app. It's free. Free. Confused with some other apps people have made and saying they're with InfoWars, they're not, that cost money. And then we're told don't even really work. We have a free app. It's free. Free. Free is the driven snow. It's got, what is it, 20-something pages of five-star ratings. Less than 24 hours after the launch of our free iPhone app, it is already number 8 on the news apps for the iPhone at the Apple Store. It is free. At InfoWars.com, scroll down, there's a big banner. It is free. Free. And it's got a bunch of functions on it. You can stream the live show to your iPhone. It's got an alarm clock. It's got the phone numbers on it. It's got a news feed, a news ticker, a bunch of other stuff we're going to be adding to it. It's free, and people are grabbing it by the thousands and thousands. What is it, 5,000 people downloaded it in less than 24 hours? We launched it yesterday at 1 o'clock. So 23 hours in, 5,000-plus people have downloaded it for free. Just like our Twitter account is free, and the MySpace is free. And the Facebook is free, and InfoWars.com is free, and PrisonPlanet.com is free, and you're free to make copies of my films, and they're all free online. If you want to watch them in higher quality, yeah, pay 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. See them in higher quality and support us, and we're adding more and more. We are going to have an app for PrisonPlanet.tv users that comes with your membership. We're working on that right now, so you can stream the videos, downloads, podcasts, everything to your phone. But the streams are free. And we're adding a link page that'll have the downloads for free. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, big banners, get the free app. I bet it's going to be the number one news app by the end of the week. It was number 9 yesterday. It's number 8, climbing up the charts right now. And I've asked Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson to do an article about that. Because even though their headlines said free, in the comments people are saying, I don't want to pay for this. We got a couple customer service calls here at the office for some other app that supposedly has like a news feed or something, sends you links. It drives me crazy. You know, we get in the mail all the time other people's bootleg DVDs that people bought that we didn't sell or we didn't make and telling us to return them or mixing them one that works. I don't know. I guess sometimes offering almost everything for free causes some problems. But the point is, it is free. Our app is free, F-R-E-E, and I know most of you are sick of hearing me say that, but some people don't understand. So let me say it 5 more times. It is free, it is free, it is free, it is free, it is free. Free app, free app, free. InfoWars iPhone app, free. InfoWars, listen to the show live. It's free, it's free, it's free, it's free, it's free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.